guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. I hope you will like it. Hello and welcome to this episode of Paranormal Hotline. Paranormal Hotline is a weekly podcast where we pull back the curtain to reveal the stairs of strange to the basement of bizarre, trip on the rug of the remarkable, and hit every silly step on the way down. My name is Oisin, I've forgotten my crash helmet, and I'm joined by my co-ghost Kaylee, who will be laughing all the way.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I haven't fallen down any stairs, so I'm good.
That's good. I fell down the stairs once because I passed out at the top, but I didn't go head over heels or anything, so it wasn't too bad.
I've heard other stories about you going down the stairs, but...
There's a lot of stories about me on stairs. Let's not talk about it. Has anything spooky happened to you in the last week? We have to check in.
No, I don't think so. It's Christmas time, so if anything spooky did happen, I wouldn't notice it because I'm so bloody busy.
Yeah, the crunch is real.
What about yourself? Anything spooky happen?
No. I was going to say, like, you know, if the ghost of Christmas past came to me and, like, let me go back in time, I could, like, give my work to my, like... year ago self and let him start on it so I'd be free now, but you know, that's not how that works.
I don't think that's what the Christmas ghost is supposed to do either.
You know, like, I'm gonna learn something from him.
Yeah, you need to be a rich greedy old man, which you are none of.
No, I'm none of those things. I think that's a good thing.
I don't know, I'd say if you need money to be greedy to start with.
But you need to be rich.
Yeah, that's step one, get rich, Oisin. Step two, get the ghosts. That's how we do it.
That's it. Just Scrooge with his EMF readers.
Could you imagine? He takes on the ghosts. Like, he battles them. He knows they're coming.
It's like Home Alone for ghosts. I saw Godzilla Minus One after I, you know, talked about it that time. Did you see that one? Did you go see that?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Okay. Worth seeing?
Very much so. I thought it was great. Good Godzilla movie. I'm, you know, a fan of that franchise. But also, it was directed by the guy who did the live-action Space Battleship Yamato, which is another franchise.
Cool.
I have a fondness for. And they've kind of, like, different takes on similar themes or different portrayals. And I'm not going to spoil anything. But his like, heat ray, his breath weapon, very good this time around.
Ooh, can't wait to see it.
Yeah, actually, Godzilla, you know, getting a bit spooky here. When I, like, put myself in the shoes of anyone in those movies, like, that is such a terrifying situation. Like, you're watching and you're like, oh, ha-ha-hi. And then you think about it for more than the duration of a go to the cinema.
Oh, and yeah.
Like, shit. Like, that would be the worst.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Especially, like, in some of them, it's more than just, like, the big boy. He is, like, you know, he has a radiation trail.
Yeah.
And
oh, like, yeah.
That's just, it's horrific.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrifying. Not something that
no.
I'd ever want to experience.
No, that's pretty spooky. So, other spooky media I've been consuming lately. I'm late to it, but we've gotten to The Haunting of Hill House.
Ooh, have you watched any of it yet?
I think I'm 4 or 5 episodes in.
Oh, very cool.
It's spooky. It's a bit slow burn, but it's okay because it's a series.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a bit of twin telepathy in it? Maybe. Got me thinking anyway.
Ooh.
So that's what I was like, maybe there's twin telepathy, and that's kind of what today's episode is about.
Oh, wow, what a way to introduce it.
Yep, that's my thought process. That's literally how we got here. Now, we're not twins, and that's probably for the better. It's definitely for the better, actually, I would
Absolutely,
say.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I did think we could begin by conducting a science experiment to test if you have any telepathic abilities. Similarly, this could be, like, viewed as a test of my abilities to, like, telepathically send information.
Okay, so I could be able to receive the message, but you're not sending it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this could be messed up on two counts, really.
Okay.
So it's not just, like, you doing a remote view and, like, seeing the cards in my hands. Because then the CIA would want to talk to you. So I have here a normal deck of playing cards with the jokers removed. So it's straight 52 cards. And I'm going to do this 3 times. I'm going to take one card, pull it out of the deck. And before I do that each time, the deck will be shuffled, shuffled whole. So each pull will be from a freshly full shuffle deck.
I'm getting nervous.
Good. Because I'm excited to see what happens, you know?
I can tell you right now, I'm not going to guess a single damn one because I have absolutely zero telepathy.
Okay, well then it could just be coincidence.
I don't even have an intuition. Like, it's just all blank inside my head.
Yeah, well, you just say the first card that comes into your head when I tell you to. We'll see what happens. Here we go. This is live on air. Okay, I've picked a card. What is it?
7 of hearts.
It was the 8 of hearts, Kaylee.
And I actually did think Eight of Hearts, but I was like, no, eight is ridiculous. That's too many. Seven is enough.
Okay. Seven's a good number. Seven's a good number. Okay, I'm shuffling back in the Eight of Hearts. So it's the same 52 to choose from. That was like red and the right shape. Okay. I thought really hard about that one too.
Are you sending it to me now?
No. If the Joker's taken out of the deck and your man is looking at me, he's so jaunty. Okay.
I can hear the dial-up of you sending the message.
Go for it.
Is it the Two of Clubs?
No, it was the Nine of Hearts. I was surprised that I drew, like... It's one of those ones where random doesn't seem random.
Are you sure you shuffled that deck?
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing, like, a pro magic shuffle or anything, you know?
Shame.
We'd be here all day with the wash, as it were. The Vegas legal wash.
Are you drawing another one? To go again?
Last one.
Okay.
Last one.
Try your hardest this time, Oshin.
Oh, I'm trying my hardest.
Put a bit of thought into it.
Yeah, I am.
You looking at the card?
I'm looking at the card. I'm sending it.
Is it a Five of Spades?
No, it was the King of Clubs.
Ah, not
anyway,
even close.
Okay, so neither of us is telepathic. Nope. But that was real science.
Science? Oh, okay. Throwing that word around this week.
No, we won't be. Maybe we will. But that was a proper science experiment, definitely. We didn't have any control or anything, but I think we're both inert. So, start off about these here twin telepathies. It was something that I kind of always knew, like, you know, it was, without knowing any specific cases, it was always something like, oh yeah, twins are telepathic a bit.
Yeah.
In media anyway, you know, it's in the common gestalt. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but we're going with it. So I was looking around and I found a bunch of entries and I have top three from Ask Reddit post, which was, twins of Reddit, what's the craziest experience of twin telepathy you and your twin have had?
Ooh.
This is kind of a step up from what we were doing, maybe. Also, we're not twins.
No, we're not connected at all.
that was just telepathy. There was no weird connection really meant there. That was just to see if we had it, but we don't.
We don't. Well, you you might. I don't.
I might. You might. Well,
that's true. That's true.
This one guy replied, my twin and I were both sport camp counselors a couple of summers ago. To decide which team would go to bat first, my twin and I would play rock, paper, scissors. We shot the same hand 9 times in a row. Now, I've never heard 9 times of a row playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's not, like, impossible, though, you know?
No,
I feel
but
that could happen to nearly anybody.
Do you know the odds of it?
But how often do people play rock, paper, scissors, you know?
9 in a row is pretty hard.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
0.00005.
Okay. That's wild. Is it really that much or only 9 times? Wow.
Yeah, it's, 1 divided by 3 to the 9th power.
We got to try that now. We got to try. Keep seeing how many times in a row we can get it.
We kind of have to do that one in person.
Perpin? Yeah, definitely.
Again, I don't know how that works as, like, telepathy. Because, like, would you be thinking about what you're going to throw to get them to... Like, I don't know. I don't know how you would use telepathy, you know? Would you be sending out vibes saying, I'm throwing this, and then they're going, well, he said he's going to throw this, so he's going to throw this other thing. It becomes, like, game theory then.
Yeah, I don't know. I just assumed that they had, like, the same thought process and immediately always put the same hand out, you know?
Yeah, well...
Rather than hearing the other person's thought.
Yeah, that's where my feelings go with a lot of this telepathy in general. spoiler alert. Here's another one. Twin here, in high school, I was out four-wheeling with a friend at the time. My twin, on the other hand, was about 50 miles away from me at work. While screwing around that day, I flipped my buddy's truck and almost got us killed. So being in the middle of nowhere, with no cell service, we figure out a plan to get help. A few hours later, after we make it back home and into cell service, I see a missed call from my twin. I give him a ring to tell this crazy story about wrecking a truck. He answers in a panic, asking me if I'm okay and what happened. Caught slightly off guard, I asked, "What do you mean?" He said he was working and at the exact time I flipped this truck into a ditch, he was hit with this wave of something going terribly wrong. He knew it involved me, but didn't know what had happened. After the phone call, I look through my phone to realize his call came in 1 minute after I had crashed the truck. Throughout our lives, there has been other instances of this.
Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a weird coincidence.
I feel like this is one of those things you only understand if you have a twin, though, you know?
I think so. I think I am not primed for this knowledge.
No, I wish one of us had a twin. At least then we'd know.
Yes.
Do twins run in your family at all?
No, to my knowledge, there's no twins, I don't think.
I've got twins on either side of my family, so I know a few twins. I've never got a chance to ask them if anything like this has ever happened, though. But
are they identical, or are they...
Yeah, well, two of them were identical and two of them were not.
But they're on different sides of the family.
Different sides of the family, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I always wish I had a twin, you know that? Do you ever wish you had a twin?
I have thought about that before, yes.
Like, I'm sure it comes with its own challenges too, like, obviously, but the idea of having literally a copy of yourself is just so funny to me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. Because you see, there's like, twins kind of go one of two ways when you read about it anyway online. There's like, they either, for a long time, do the whole thing of dressing the same.
Yeah.
Or it's the exact opposite. There is no real in between. I was good friends with a couple of twins growing up. And like, they were, when I knew them, they were very much, you know, in sync and out of each other's pocket. Like,
yeah. There's a really great documentary that's called Three Identical Strangers. It's very, very interesting. But it's about these triplets, and they were separated at birth. And they were never told. They were given to different families, and basically the hospital that was doing it, that separated them, was monitoring them to see how they grew up in these different households, and they were intentionally placed that way. But they didn't meet each other until they were much older. And when they did meet each other, they smoked the same cigarettes. They all were dating like older women. They had all the same interests as each other, even though they had never met.
There's a really weird case, and I'm going to get to it. But it's a case of something maybe too specific.
Oh, really?
But it's in that same vein.
Yeah. It's a very interesting documentary. I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a check. There's another one of them stories. Back in 2004, my twin brother got married and went to Hawaii 7 months later on a delayed honeymoon. Around Tuesday, I started to feel really hot and felt heat radiating off my skin. The next day, it was a little worse. That night, they called and said where they were at. I asked if my brother had gotten sunburned, and his wife confirmed that he had gotten his back sunburned. There have been other times I was thinking about something and he would start talking about the same subject. Once, when we were kids, I was thinking how awesome pizza would be for dinner, and then he asked Mom if we could get a pizza. Another time in an English class, we had to write an essay at the end of a test. The teachers thought we had somehow cheated. Both essays were identical with the same grammar mistakes. We were sitting on opposite sides of the room during the test.
That's cool.
It is. Yeah, no. These are all anecdotes.
Yeah.
So, it's not proof. But
it's so cool, though.
It is interesting. Yeah. It is interesting, and it's also interesting that, like, throughout history, it's a weird sort of conclusion that people jump to. That's like,
yeah,
it must be telepathy. Or,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're in sync, and there's modern articles that I would not give any sort of credence to, because it's not even that they're making bold claims, but they're, like, I would prefer just go, like, oh, it's magic, or we don't understand, but it's when people start to try explain it with, like, oh, no, their cells were intertwined, and now they're on the same vibration. It's like, that's not even... that science is so
fake.
That's
just pure fiction. Like,
it's undoing what you're trying to get across.
Yeah. Do you ever have this thing just with siblings? Right. There's been times where I've been in the house with my siblings, and in my head, I'm like singing a song in my head, like not singing it out loud or whistling it or anything, just to have a song stuck in my head, and then my sibling will start singing it.
Yes.
That happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? That's just weird.
Yeah, we're kind of a musical family to some degrees. Me, maybe the least, but it would. I'm not sure. Maybe it's like someone, you know, hummed a bar or two of it earlier on and it's been stuck in my head too since then. Like, but it does happen, and I've been trying to like rationalize it whenever it does happen, but sometimes it's completely out of the blue.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it'll be like the most random song as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like a version of twin telepathy. It's got to be, right?
Yeah. For a while, me and my brother had the same lock screen password.
Oh, and you didn't know?
If I did it, I did it like subconsciously, and I haven't seen him do it because I set mine up after his.
Oh, right.
But he just went on my phone and unlocked it. And he was like, Oshin, what the heck? Your password's the same as mine. Or like the
swipe. That is so weird.
Same.
Yeah. You have the same fingerprint. Like for the
yeah, same fingerprint. Funny enough, actually, you say fingerprints because in 1875, a man called Francis Galton, he was a scientist, he wrote about some twins. But one of the other things that he did a study on fingerprints that came around for forensics. It was
kind of
like one of the more friendly things that he did because he was Charles Darwin's half cousin. That's another fact about him. But the science that he was doing back then, it was it got a bit weird and nefarious. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so whatever. He did a study for fingerprints for forensics. He kind of was one of the earliest sort of weather maps, and he invented like dog whistle, like the high pitched ones.
Random.
So those are the friendly things, and then he basically went and invented eugenics.
Oh, okay. God almighty.
Yeah. He did other stuff on statistics and like statistics for community stuff, but you know, he was pretty racist.
Oh, okay.
And it, like, his science was pretty racist to begin with, and then like in the 20s it got like fondly co-opted by actual Nazis. So that's kind of like a bad cloud hanging over the rest of anything his contributions.
I was gonna ask, was he a Nazi?
He wasn't a Nazi. He was before all of that. In the timeline of things. So this is like in 1875.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was doing stuff then, but like basically the idea of eugenics came from that, and then with that came like scientific racism.
Lovely.
Yeah. But I have a little thing you wrote about twins. More so specifically like them thinking. The next point I shall mention in illustration of the extremely close resemblance between certain twins is a similarity in this association of their ideas. No less than 11 out of 35 cases testify to this. They make the same remarks on the same occasion, begin singing the same song at the same moment, and so on. Or one would commence a sentence and the other would finish it. An observant friend graphically described to me the effect produced on her by two such twins, whom she had met casually. She said, "Their teeth grew alike, they spoke alike and together, and said the same things, and seemed just like one person." One of the most curious anecdotes that I have received concerning this similarity of ideas was that one twin, A, who happened to be at a town in Scotland, bought a set of champagne glasses, which caught his attention, as a surprise gift for his brother B, while at the same time, B, being in England, bought a similar set of precisely the same pattern as a surprise for A.
Wow.
Other anecdotes of a like kind have reached me about these twins.
That's really funny.
It is. It is a bit weird. Like we were saying about the triplet case and those kind of mad similarities without them even knowing. We have something like that with twins, and that's coming right up after these words from our sponsors. If you're enjoying the podcast, think about helping us out by checking out our Patreon. We're an independent podcast, so we don't get funding much from anywhere else. Ads don't really help too much with the running the podcast, so the small amount from each patron really does add up and help us keep up with the cost of running the podcast and get new equipment and all that other stuff. If you're not able to monetarily support the podcast, that's fine. You can help us out for free by rating the podcast wherever you listen to it and by letting people know about it. So whatever way you support us, thank you. And if you're enjoying listening, thank you again. This story is known as like the Jim Twins.
The Jim Twins. I assume their name is Jim and they don't just go to the gym.
Yes, it's Jim with a J.
Okay. I was picturing them like jacked as fuck, like the Jim Twins.
Their final boss, like.
Yeah.
The tag team. Jim Lewis and Jim Springer were born in America in 1940. They were separated at birth and put up for adoption. Their respective adoptive parents named them Jim after the father, or James, and so Jim for short.
They're both named James?
Yes.
Wow.
By their adoptive parents.
That's weird enough already.
Yep, so that is a strong start.
Yeah.
You have Jim Lewis and Jim Springer.
Yes.
Okay. Each of them married a woman named Linda.
Oh, that's weird. That's really weird.
They divorced a woman named Linda.
Oh my God.
And then their second wives were both called Betty.
What?
Yes.
What are the chances? Oh my God.
Jim Springer named his first son James Allen with two L's.
Oh my God.
Jim Lewis named his first son James Allen with one L.
What the fuck? And they never met each other?
So like they did meet each other, and that's when like this whole thing just came out. They were like, oh wow, we have so many weird similarities.
They did all this prior to meeting each other?
Yes.
That's weird. That is wild.
So they reunited at 39.
Oh my God, wow. Imagine finding out you're a twin at 39.
Yeah. So the coincidences got even weirder. Each man grew up with an adopted brother called Larry.
Oh my God.
They both had a dog named Toy growing up.
What?
They both had law enforcement training, and they both worked as like deputy sheriffs part-time in their towns, which were 70 miles apart. Or
oh
one of them was like
God.
A security guard. But yes, they're both in the same sort of field. They had shared common interests, like you were saying with the triplets. So they both liked mechanical drawing, block lettering, and carpentry.
Wow. Those are very specific.
Yep. In school, they said that their favorite subject was maths and their least favorite was spelling. They vacationed at the same place.
As each other?
Yes. A 3-block long beach near St. Petersburg, Florida. And they both drove a Chevrolet.
Oh my God.
They had like the same smoking and drinking pattern.
Jesus. Imagine there's like actually like an absolute doppelganger of you out there somewhere.
It's
like
and
naming their
identical
kids
twins.
The same thing as you. Yeah. Oh, that's so weird. That is so weird.
Isn't it just?
That is really bizarre.
It's one of those ones that's almost like too strange.
Yeah, that is so weird, man. Imagine. Could you imagine finding out that you had somebody like actually identical to you 70 miles away? Ugh, it's weird. It's freaky. I don't like it.
So yeah, what do you make of that? Like that's completely off off the wall, I think.
That's,
you know?
Wild. That's insane. I can't get over that. That's so crazy. They're so similar. Like, they're actually the same person.
It is, yeah. It's...
I wonder why they named their kid the same name. What was it, James Allen or whatever?
Yeah. Well, I presume it was after their father. Or themselves, I suppose.
But where did the Allen come from?
I'm not sure.
That's the thing, you know? They both, if they are both inspired by someone they met in real life or in their lives, it's weird that they both know an Allen that well.
They also both had the same headaches.
Oh, they used that's to weird.
These migraines. Basically, like it was a tension headache that would turn into a migraine. So in a sense, like they referred to this as like a living lab because of this, like the fact they were split at birth.
Yeah.
And like it was one of these things they didn't know about this migraine. So they kind of figured that it might be hereditary because they both have it, as opposed to being whatever situation, like, you know, your situation that you're in. So that's kind of interesting.
That's really cool.
Because up until then it was thinking just be purely stress related. A bit of science. There was a pilot study in 2013 that was trying to essentially see, is there a connection between twins, monozygotic twins, which would be that they're from one egg. And essentially what they were doing there was they had the two twins, and one of them over 12 minutes would be shocks, as in surprises, or like kind of not harmful shocks, but like touching something kind of hot. And then they had the other twin wired to check for responses.
Yeah.
It was kind of said to be, oh, this is a what they call a positive synchronous response if the other twin would react within 15 seconds of the event happening.
Yeah.
They found that it was like one out of four pairs had...
Oh, that's weird. I would have assumed it was zero.
Not enough to be anything, you know, super to write home about, but enough that they were kind of like, if you know, there is something here, if we wanted to continue research.
That's really cool.
Just to keep looking at. Yeah.
Man, I wonder if anybody listening is a twin and is like, yes, this is a thing.
Yeah, write in. Conduct your own experiments and let us know.
Yeah,
tell a friend to hit you and then ask your twin about it later.
Yeah. Sure. Maybe don't advise people to hit each other on the podcast.
Yeah, no, maybe not. Yeah. One thing that is common is for twins to invent their own secret language.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this actually.
And to be fair, this is actually any sort of child growing up in close proximity, or you know, or like a twin would be.
Yeah, yeah.
To each other. So it's like cryptophasia.
Like an Irish twin.
Yeah, an Irish twin. though maybe that it's even too far. Probably not. Essentially, what that is kids growing up, and they did a study on it, and they kind of figured that it has to come from listening to adults, and it's kind of using an existing language, and
how
the child then is then mispronouncing it, but it makes sense to the person they're mispronouncing it with.
Yeah.
And also like the order that they'll use words in is shared only by them.
Right. Okay. That's funny.
Yeah. I read one study was saying that it exists in about 40% of all twins.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
But it disappears kind of early.
That'd be kind of freaky. Imagine if like you had twins, like you had babies that were twins and they were like talking to each other in a different language.
Yeah.
They'd be like conspiring against you.
Yeah. So what do you think of those stories, Kaylee? Like I can, like, the one that I did know going into this was the similarities with the Jim twins.
Yeah.
And then just even reading over that again for the research, it was like, it wrecks my head because there's just like so many points of coincidence. And it's like,
yeah, that's a, it's
the universe
a lot.
Is hardly so lazy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's a lot to think about, isn't it? It's something that I feel like if anyone's going to be connected telepathically, it's going to be twins, right? They're basically the same brain split in two, same cells. It makes sense.
Sure.
Well, like they came from like the same bundle of cells. I don't know. It depends on the conception, I suppose, but for identical twins anyway.
Monozygotic twins, yes.
It's weird. It's very weird. I don't know what to think about it because I don't have a twin, so I can't say for sure whether it's a thing or not. But I think I'd believe somebody if they told me that they have this weird connection with their twin, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it to their face anyway, just to be polite.
Fair. They're going to use their psychic powers on you, Oisin.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think a lot of it has to do with like a shared upbringing. And so you have shared interests. But then like the Jim twins throws it out the window.
Yeah, exactly. That's completely out the window.
But I mean in kind of one of the cases was saying, oh, you know, I was saying, oh, maybe I'll get pizza. And then the twin said, oh, hey, how about some pizza?
Yeah, maybe.
Or like finishing each other's sentences. That's a common thing that's said. But
yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with, because essentially they have this same life experiences, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've shared so much time together that they actually kind of do that. But also, I think when twins, it's in person,
you know, the gym twins.
Yeah, gym twins.
That's
gym
freaky, twins are,
they're doing a lot of work here to wreck my head.
It just it just throws everything, all your arguments out the window. Like
it does. It does that, and it, I kind of hate and love it at the same time.
Yeah, it's very interesting, but extremely cruel, I think, to keep twins apart.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I don't. I'm not sure if gym twins was intentional or not. I don't think it was.
Yeah, they say it wasn't intentional. They say. You should really watch that documentary.
I will. And like that's without even going into like the horrific experiments that was done in, like for World War II with twins. Oh,
yeah.
The Nazis were fond of that.
Jesus Christ.
That's not like supernatural Nazi science bullshit.
What?
That I'll go on about at some point.
Okay.
D-Glock and all that nonsense. But yeah, sorry, now I'm thinking about flying saucers that are I'm just going to have to shoot down. looking forward to it. I think if it's like twins in person and they're kind of, you know, silently communicating, I think a lot of that has to do with just being a good read of your twin. I saw that said. It's like, you know, micro expressions and stuff.
Yeah, but I think twins would have that even if they weren't raised together.
Do you think?
I think so, yeah. I think that slight movements like that are they're a product of genetics and not environment. So I think it's like there's even cases of there was a blind man who, you know, pulled all the similar facial expressions as his mom, even though he's never seen his mom's face when she's pulling these expressions. So, you know, I think stuff like that and being able to read that is just there.
Yeah. That makes sense. So it'd be the same as almost like checking his own expressions in the mirror, let's say.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
As in a twin, not the blind man.
Not the blind man. Yeah.
So you were to say if like two twins had never seen each other, but you'd expect them to smile the same way.
Yeah, well, more than likely, I think, anyway. I don't know. I'm not an expert on the subject, but that's what I would expect.
No, neither am I.
It's really interesting, though. It's a lot to think about.
It is. Definitely.
I wonder if anybody listening is a twin and has experience with this stuff, let us know, because I'd be really interested to hear.
Yes. That's all we have time for. If you like the podcast, suggest this to your friends and family. We'd appreciate that. If you have any personal ghost stories or anything that you'd like us to read on the podcast, send them in to us at paranormalhotlinepodcast@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a message on any of our social media and we'll get back to you on it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.